Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Something is launching today. We saw it online and I just had to speak to Paul about it, who's on the line. Hi, Paul Granger. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Now, tell us what's going on. You work for Dublin Bus.
Yeah. So I work for Dublin Bus. I've been there about 20 years now. And this project of keeping the bees started here in the Phibsworth depot.
Okay. So you work for Dublin Bus as a mechanic, but you're also a beekeeper.
Also a beekeeper, that's correct.
Okay. So you set up this thing and it's putting... So you tell people, well, what are you doing exactly?
Right. So let's just take you from the beginning. So we had some waste ground here in Phibsworth at the back of the garage. And came up with the idea, I put forward the idea of using some of this land, you know, put a bit of good use on that. And that's where it started. That was, say, a couple of years ago. So then we started keeping bees and a few hives there last year and this year. And then we've progressed on now there today and yesterday with an apiary in Broadstone.
Incredible. What a lovely thing to do for the environment. It's lovely. And thank God that you're a beekeeper, because it probably wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you. When did you start beekeeping?
Right. I started about 5 years ago. I live down in Offaly. And it was mentioned to me about a hobby. And then, so I started off, did a course with the Offaly Beekeeping Association. And then, as I progressed with my own hives, started it here, joined the North Kildare Beekeepers Association then. There's two more guys involved as well now, which has been a great help.
And it's a crazy hobby. It really is, I have to say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, would you say it could be dangerous?
Well, it depends. I mean, one of the big questions you always get asked is, you know, do you get stung? Of course you get stung. You know, it's part and parcel of being a beekeeper. You're going to have to be prepared to get stung. And I've been stung a few times over the years, like myself. So dangerous, it's as dangerous as the individual makes it. You know, as long as you keep yourself safe, use the proper equipment, proper PPE, you know, it is a safe hobby.
And it says here that Phibsworth Depot is already home to thousands of Irish black bees.
Yeah, that's right. So we've three hives at the minute going over the winter. You'll probably get about, during the winter, the numbers will be down to about 10,000 per hive, because they won't be obviously out as much because there's not much food around this time. And that'll be the same in Broadstone as well. And then the apiary that we've got here in Phibsborough, we've put plenty of plants down as well, you know, and a couple of fruit bushes. And then mechanics here in the engineering department have been involved as well with the setting up as well. So it's been hands on with a good few people, both here and Broadstone.
It's amazing. And are there plans for more beehives at other depots?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you've started something now. What a great thing for the environment and for the bees. We all know they're in trouble, and this has gone far beyond giving them a little bit of sugar water on a spoon when you see one on the ground.
Yeah, giving it a bit of a boost.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's since I've been doing this that it's opened my eyes to the environment around me as well.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Even the initiatives that Dublin Bus are involved with, you know, like the zero emissions by 2050, that kind of thing. And I was in touch with a lady from a thing called True Harvest Seed and up the north there. And I was so intrigued and so shocked of the different kinds of seeds, you know, hybrid seeds. And she was pushing native Irish seeds. And that was the same here. That was one of the things I wanted to push, was the native Irish black bee, because they were under threat. One of the threats that they face, the native Irish black bee, is hybridization, you know, the crossbreeding.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you make me feel very bad about myself. you know, you're going into work setting up beehives and I'm just coming in moaning about a bake sale in work. I think you're amazing. I love what you've done. And thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. And I love having people on from Dublin Bus. I think it's a great organisation with their promise to be emission free, you know, in 2050. And they did a big push for more female drivers and all that kind of
That's
stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Always doing good stuff, Dublin Bus. So it's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I wish you the very, very, very best of luck with all that you're doing. That was Paul Granger, a Dublin Bus mechanic and a beekeeper. Mm-hmm. He came up with the idea of Dublin Buzz, deadly name, an initiative where beehives are being installed at various Dublin bus depots just to help the native Irish black bees in particular, he said, thrive amid dwindling numbers. What have you done for the environment lately? Like myself, not much.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.